Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Method of business would persist until the formation of the National Wrestling Alliance in 1948. The NWA as a central governing body, with its singular, undisputed world champion, would be absolute and undeniable. This control, combined with the expansion of the interstate highway system, and the inevitable popularity and availability of regional television, would usher in an era of wrestling that was defined by what would come to be known as the territory system. The territory system would dominate wrestling for nearly four decades. While the borders, authority, popularity, and obedience of individual NWA territories was in a near constant state of flux, to this day the impact and influence of these territories is still felt. Each territory had its own signature promoter and star. While it is impossible to cram these characteristics into a static, concrete map, we are damn sure going to try anyway.
So open up your eyes. It's too late. Now one man, best run while you can. And if the street lights are running, don't give a damn. A simple explanation that you'll never find. Sinners never sacrifice. We never leave them alone. Is hate really worth the price? Never care for compromise. Always threatening someone's life. And it feels like the end of the world.
Alright, welcome back to an episode of This Week in Wrestling. We missed last week because it was Happy Turkey Day.
Yeah, I actually ate some.
Along with your host, Mike Monty, and Jimmy Farrow. We hope you all had a wonderful turkey day. And, you know, and then the week before was a stressful week, so we didn't even have a chance to do it. But we're back.
Yeah.
And better than ever.
Yeah, like our football team.
All right. Don't get, see, now.
I'm going to get cocky. Leave me alone. Best defense in the freaking league. Move on. The team we're going to destroy, the Vikings.
You mean the 9-2 Vikings?
With their porous defense.
The 9-2 Vikings.
And their overrated offense. Wait till they get a load of
the
us.
The 9-2 Vikings.
Oh, we're going to punch them all over the place.
Well, season over for us Jet fans. Yep, once Farrow puts his love on the team.
Yeah, Mike White. I suddenly suck at deception. The guy's in purple, right? The guy's in purple. No, not the guy's in purple.
Oh, well, I'm not watching Sunday's.
We're still
game,
winning. You'll still bet on it, though. I mean...
All right, well, biggest news. Listen, wrestling fans, big news. I got to hit the biggest news that happened this week.
Yeah.
Ruby Soho.
Who?
Ruby Soho back from her broken nose.
Oh, yeah. The one with, how did they break that nose?
That is one of the biggest noses ever, right?
That takes two mallets.
What do you think about Ruby Soho? Does she?
I want to like her, but there's something.
Does she like make you feel all warm and fuzzy?
No. She makes me think about purchasing a parrot at the pet shop.
Wow.
Yeah.
You asked. You know, let me ask you something. Tony Khan.
Yeah,
Tony Khan does this big investment. They even name her Ruby Soho.
Yeah.
And they buy the song.
Right.
Do you think that was a wise investment by Tony Khan? I mean, did this bring anything to AEW?
Tony.
He pays for a song. God knows what that cost, the Ruby Soho song. Who sings that song? Do you know off the top of your head?
No, not off the top of my head. Not at all.
Ruby, Ruby, Ruby Soho.
Ruby, Ruby, oh, baby. No, I don't know it. You know, he pisses...
Just for Ruby Soho, who couldn't make it in the WWE.
I don't know what he's doing.
Well, we know what he's doing. He pisses money away quicker than a plumber can fix the leak. He just pisses it away. Period. Ruby Soho's no big deal. And what was he going to do with Ruby Soho anyway? You know, and it's funny, too. Ruby Soho is obviously a talented hand in the ring, obviously. And you would think that her quality of in-ring wrestling would give her a proper spot in a company where the women's division is lacking terribly. So where is it? So, wasted money, poorly booked, right?
Well, you got to put some onus on Ruby Soho.
Okay.
She is probably one of the worst interviews.
Don't hand her a mic. She can't get anything done. No, I get it. No, drab. You know, drab, the word drab.
Yeah.
There's not that much to really say
other than
that.
Again, you know, we have a tendency to beat up on AEW, but again, think about it, everybody out there.
We beat up on fair to beat up on. It doesn't have to be necessarily them, but go ahead.
Yeah, again, spending that money for her makes no sense to me.
That's a giant waste of cash. He should be saving up for Sasha if he wants to make a splash, right?
Yeah.
You've been saying
Soraya.
That. You mean Paige?
Yeah.
Sure, Paige is a good investment.
That was a good investment.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder how much wrestling she's really going to do, though.
Nah, it's going to end badly.
It's
going to end badly.
It's going to be against one of her opponents, whoops, or sorry, I missed the move. Did you ever hear of those two? They work for AEW.
Yeah, women's division. Whoops, and I missed the
move. Sorry, I missed the move.
This caller, I missed the move.
Yeah, from parts unknown, because God knows where
parts
they got.
Parts unknown.
God knows where they got the training. So, parts unknown.
That's great. Well, there's
not,
someone
not
that,
for their opponents.
There's someone that agrees with my illustrious co-host.
Okay.
Booker T says he feels that AEW will close within a few years. WWE Hall of Famer Booker T does not shy away from sharing his unfiltered opinions on his Hall of Fame podcast. During a recent episode, he talked about the length of circumstances surrounding AEW, All Out backstage altercations, yada, yada, yada. Let me see. When you're performing on my show, it's a script, Booker T said.
It's a show.
And when you go out there and just do perform, you know that where things get hectic, that the company could close down in a couple of years, and these guys are going to be wondering what the hell happened. And it's because they're going out, playing games, not understanding what this stuff is really about.
It's a show.
Booker T added.
Emphatically.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you know what this reminds me of? When he, to really spell out his point here, because I think I know what he's getting at. When you see this reality spill over into the show, and not in a positive way long term, because it is a show. Booker T's right, it is a show.
Right.
You know what this reminds me of? And he may be seeing this. He's probably drawing this parallel. In the end days of WCW, what were some of the things that they were writing into the script that were real, and like the way this is real now, that weren't getting over and just made them look like idiots?
Well, Scott Hall drunk.
Thank you.
Yeah, which
how
you
about
hated.
How about which not what never really truly got over either? Was week after week, Scott Steiner would curse out Ric Flair. Did we ever get a payoff for that either? No. There was a lot of real life things spilling into the Russo at Bash of the Beach with Hogan. You know that's his firecracker is what we just saw with CM Punk. That shit was nasty. You know what I mean?
Fair.
But did it make us go? I can't wait to tune in next week. You know what it made me go? Oh, Vince Russo it screwed over Hogan. Fuck you and your company. I'm not watching anymore. You know what I mean? So, I think what he's saying is those internal poisons that they're playing games with live on the air, those internal poisons behind the scenes won't go away for real. And you're just feeding into the cancerous environment that could eventually lead to your folding.
Well, again, I think...
Maybe that's what he's getting at. That's what I think he's getting at.
You know, when Punk did that whole thing that during the... the post, I don't know what they call it, like a post, whatever.
Yeah, the media scrum.
The scrum, that's right. So they call it a scrum. So
right.
I remember us speaking about how disrespectful, you know, again, Tony Khan paying you all this money, CM Punk, and you can't control your mouth, and you embarrass the owner, whether he knows he's
who
getting embarrassed
there
or not.
Like a it, little right. bitch. I mean, honestly, he just sat there.
Now I'll be fair to Phil Brooks, who I literally can't stand, as we all know.
Who I was a huge fan of, and now I'm kind of confused.
The Young Bucks are, and Omega are doing the same thing.
Yeah, I know.
They're just doing it in the ring.
Yeah, I know. I agree.
I mean, where's the point? You guys wanted an everybody wanted an alternative to the WWE. That's the mindset behind this.
Right.
Alternative wrestling
right.
for an alternative crowd
right.
and giving wrestlers who weren't getting their opportunity just because they weren't great on a mic or they
right.
whatever,
right.
they could wrestle here.
Right.
And you know what? This is what's happened since it started.
Go ahead.
CM Punk's made a mess.
Yep.
Young Bucks made a mess.
Yep.
Omega's made a mess.
Yep. Cody Rhodes left.
Cody Rhodes left.
Yep.
Adam Cole injured.
Yeah.
Almost instantaneously.
Not
can't even see him. He may never even return from
not
what I'm
near
reading.
The level that we thought he would get to there. Yep.
Right?
Sure.
Ruby Soho.
Mm-hmm.
Gone. You know.
Wardlow becoming the mid-level card Goldberg, who's really Dolph Ziggler. I can't figure it out anymore.
That's a great
Wardlow
point.
Wardlow should be a freaking champion.
How do you let him
have the look, champion.
And you're a Samoa Joe guy.
Great. Yeah,
like,
I'm a Samoa
you're
Joe
gonna,
guy.
This yep. is the future of your company, but you're going to put it on a guy that's stop. On the far end
just,
of his
just
career.
Stop. Stop. I totally agree with it. You know, however, real quick, I do love MJF. Nice belt, MJF. I like your belt.
Really?
I love MJF.
That's so funny. I was going to say to you, yeah. that is the worst looking belt
you don't like
ever in history.
Why?
Guys.
It's better looking than the other one.
No, I'm gonna
I
am going to give you an example.
I like this one.
The other one was terrible, too.
Oh, okay, that's fair.
Here's a all point right, to you.
It's kind of shiny, though, the new
give
one.
Give me your favorite.
Sparkly.
What was your favorite belt of all time?
My favorite
just
the belt.
Just the look of it. Better
you
favorite
know what?
Belt.
I mean, when I think of a belt right away, I think of the Eagle belt back
okay.
in the day.
It's an Eagle.
Yeah.
Small, round.
It was beautiful.
But it was small.
Yeah, it was. It
right?
Was, but it was. It looked big time.
But it was beautiful.
Yeah.
Give
yeah.
me another one.
Ooh. I like the old Intercontinental title.
Small round.
Yeah.
You get where
not
I'm going
too
here?
Small, though.
But get where I'm going here.
Yeah, I know, I know.
Right?
Yeah.
When
okay,
you,
okay,
you know,
okay.
What belt did, we'll talk WWE.
Why do I like the old
what
NWA
belt? Did
belt?
You, what,
why do I like the old NWA belt?
I hated that belt.
I don't mind that at all.
How
I
about the old cool. WWE green belt that Backlund wore?
That was great.
I hated that,
that
belt.
That was fine. I didn't like the
it
green.
It was big
I didn't
and
like the
goofy.
Green. Yeah. What about the Giant Globe one? What'd you think of that one?
Terrible,
I figured you hated
dude.
That. Yeah,
terrible.
I agree. You know what was a great belt? If I really have to pick one belt, I'm picking Stone Cold Smoking Skull.
Again,
belt.
Small.
Man, was that belt. That belt
Hogan's
badass.
First heavyweight title yeah. after the green belt was sweet.
Yeah, yes.
But growing up, yeah. what was the ugly belt? The AWA belt. Remember how giant that belt was?
It was
giant.
It was the size of a pillow.
Oh, my God.
That thing was ridiculous.
So I'm sorry, yeah.
mm-hmm.
with all due respect,
this
when they were going to unveil,
the
when they were going to, yeah, but that belt was big and goofy.
It was big
and
goofy.
When they unveiled that, I go, oh, my God, it's almost the same size, and it looks like shit.
Oh, I thought it looked better than that. I guess when you're comparing it
I'm surprised,
it to,
that's all.
You know what it is, though? Maybe it's my expectations, because the first belt, the original belt, to me looked like shit, so I would have almost accepted anything. Maybe that's it. Maybe I got to go back and look again. But I thought it was nice. Maybe it's the bad guy talking that made it seem more attractive. Kudos to you, MJF. Come on, man. Just a little bit for MJF.
I'm going to tell you.
That was
you,
a great promo.
Oh,
he insulted Bruno, though. What did you think of that?
I thought it was cheap heat.
Isn't that horrible?
I thought it was cheap heat.
That was horrible.
I just thought it was cheap heat. Again, the whole Nick Khan thing, the whole Triple H thing.
Yeah.
Right, mentioning
yeah.
them. You've done it before, dude.
I know.
You can't keep going to that.
Doesn't it reek of desperation, though, from the company's end?
I'm going to tell you what's reeking of desperation.
That?
He needs to be very careful, because I thought this could be, you know, jumping the shark.
Mm-hmm.
Them giving him the belt
yeah.
and giving him all this mic time now,
mm-hmm.
I'm starting to see holes in MJF's game.
But here's the whole thing, though. If they apply it the way he threatened during the promo, and I actually love this, he said that I'm not. When you see me actually in the ring, you will be taking your chubby little fingers and putting them in your pocket and paying for it on pay-per-view, because you're never going to see me defend this belt. He's like, I'll defend it when I want to. And that means that you'll see him rarely in the ring wrestling, but most of the time, cha-ching.
Well, he wants to make it a special
talking.
Attraction.
Right.
But again,
as he called it.
I'm gonna say it straight out. We've talked about this all the time. I go on the street and I ask 10 people, hey, do you know MJF?
No, they don't.
I would say
I get
all
that.
10 don't know
I
who
get
MJF
that. And
is.
We both know why, because he doesn't work for, he shouldn't work for WWE. We both know it.
Again, I also realize this.
You know.
You know,
know
I was a
name.
Huge Piper fan. You were a huge Piper fan.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, man, Piper should have had the belt.
Right.
I realized yesterday why they never put the belt on Piper.
Well, he's a loose cannon for one, but
well,
go ahead.
I think it kind of tarnishes the whole
special
aura
attraction?
Of the character.
Right.
Like, MJF with the belt,
Right.
Isn't the same with MJF without the belt.
Right. Do they really need it at the end of the day? There's certain special guys.
That's
like,
it.
You know,
that's right.
Scott
that's
Hall always felt he didn't need it. And in many ways, he was right. The guy was as over as a main event guy, and he was a main event guy, and he never needed the belt. So, hey,
so
yo.
True, Farrell.
Hey, yo.
But again, you know. So we got to mention the Survivor Series War Games. You enjoyed it?
Yes.
It was very good.
Yep.
I will tell you, I told you earlier, I decided to watch Survivor Series 1 before it just... And I never go back to the old stuff because it ruins the memory I had of it. But I will tell you, Survivor Series 1 had my attention all the way from the beginning to the end. Every match was frigging awesome.
Packed with stars, legends.
It was just...
Packed.
It was so... And they were all pumped to win. It was like you almost believed that it was important for
them
to
win. And even the veterans were still built like granite.
Yes. Absolutely.
Whether it was Patero, Morocco, or whoever, you know, I mean, on that card.
Yeah.
Wow. What a power-packed matchups those were, too. That,
well, I would
such
say
such a great
that
time period.
If you
period.
Had a choice, I still would take Survivor Series over 1 over Survivor Series War Games.
Oh,
but
I can see
it was very good.
Yeah.
But one thing that did happen on negative, the Fire round Ronda Rousey Survivor Series match sparks backlash over overzealous fans. Ronda Rousey retained her SmackDown Women's Championship against Shotzi Blackheart in Survivor Series 2022.
Terrible.
But not everybody was happy about it. In fact, those who aren't happy about it, Rousey defending her kayfabe belt and have too far much time on their hands, became arranged enough to make a whole hashtag Fire Ronda Rousey.
Pathetic. I think that's pathetic.
I blame Shotzi for that. Making that match.
You know what's funny, too? I mean, what are you guys at home thinking anyway? What do you think? Shotzi deserves to beat Ronda Rousey anyway? And don't tell me Ronda Rousey can't fucking wrestle. I'm not listening to this. This is just nonsense. It's fucking nonsense. Ronda Rousey's had many good... Remember Ronda Rousey even had a good match with Nikki Bella?
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't tell
that was
me.
A great match.
Exactly. Don't tell me because of this shit fest with Shotzi, who, by the way, just for the record, did not deserve a title shot. How about them?
By the way, this is Shotzi's second.
Agreed?
Yeah, but this is Shotzi's second chance that Paul Levesque has given her.
I know.
And she has failed miserably in two big opportunities.
I don't see anything great going on here.
Yeah.
How about them apples?
Yeah.
Okay. The Fire round the Ronda Rousey. You know what?
Smells like shit, looks like shit. Shotzi Blackshard is shit.
Yeah, well, you know what? So is this Fire Ronda Rousey hashtag. It's shit too.
Ronda Rousey's a good wrestler. She's not bad.
No, she's not bad at all.
I mean, she could be better on the mic.
Listen,
which is surprising. She's not as good as I thought she could be.
No, she's not as good as she. You know what, though? But at the end of the day, in the ring, I love Ronda Rousey. I take her seriously.
Yeah.
And by the way, even when she's talking, I mean, she's not so bad. She's got times where she does
expected
a good
her to be better.
I like her when she's nasty and pissed off. I'm enjoying this.
Right.
With Shayna Baszler, I'm loving this.
Good.
Is there
combo.
A better way to present Ronda Rousey?
Good
than
combo.
And people are bitching. You know why people are bitching? They're the same people who bitched that Brock Lesnar is who he is. Look, if you just want choreographed dancing, watch the other company. Okay? That's what you get.
That's WWE rough. Not changing its plans for Kevin Owens and Roman Reigns despite the issue at Survivor Series War Games.
What are the plans?
As previous reported, Roman Reigns was heated after War Games match between the Bloodline and the Brawling Brutes.
Okay.
It was due to Reigns getting hurt from an unplanned spot that Owens did when the prize fighter landed a strike under his eye.
Okay.
While speaking to Wrestling Observer, Dave Meltzer, your friend, talked about Roman Reigns getting mad at Kevin Owens and explained that despite the argument, WWE is going forward with their plans for Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
You think there's any validity to anything Dave Meltzer says, just for the record?
I think there's validity. I think, you know, it was a pretty nasty shot. But again, Roman Reigns seems like a pretty tough guy.
Look, this is
it's
pro
like, this
wrestling.
Is wrestling, right?
Yeah, this is, you really think Roman Reigns in the back was like, you jerk, you hit me too hard.
Right.
Stop it.
Right, I
That's
agree.
Why I think Dave Meltzer's full of shit.
I agree.
And he saw the punch and was like, nugget, I can make up a nugget. Get
right.
the fuck out of here.
You're right.
Get
You're
out
right.
of here,
You're
Dave
right.
Meltzer. You stink. You stink. You're so overrated. You've made a career out of lying about the great Vince McMahon's
if
company.
If anyone doesn't realize, Roman Reigns is probably the consummate professional. This
yeah,
guy
he
knows
is.
Wrestling.
He is.
Like, I guarantee he is so
right.
part of writing these
right.
storylines.
Right.
This guy gets it.
And you know who else gets it? Who's also a consummate professional? And the way it really went down, if it did go down at all in the back, is Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
I'm sure he went up to him. Bro, man. I got it a little too
Sorry,
hard.
Sorry, got
yeah,
a little snuggle.
Like, yo, it's good, man. He goes, you remember that time I gave you that Superman punch 2 years ago?
Right.
Yeah, I remember that.
Absolutely.
I really don't think it's like, you hit me
too hard.
Right.
Then they start rolling around on the floor. Cut it out.
And not only that, it's been documented that Roman Reigns is the leader of that locker room.
Of course
room.
He is.
What kind of leader in a locker room is going to sit there and cry like a baby because he got slapped under his eye?
Who threw Enzo Amore off the bus?
Yeah.
Who's the leader?
That's right.
Who's the head of the table?
Who's the head of the table?
That's it. The end.
I just think Roman Reigns should hold on to the title until he's 80.
I told you. I want him to pass Bruno's record.
How great would that be?
I want it. He can hold the belt for another 5 to 7 years. I'm happy. I am not tired at all of what they're doing with him. I could watch this forever. And that, you know what? With all the great bad guys we've rooted for over the years, because, yeah, he's an effing bad guy. I don't care if everybody likes him.
His facials. He doesn't even say anything
just wow.
anymore.
It's no, like, he doesn't have to.
He doesn't. It's crazy.
And you know when the first time we got a glimpse of that was his first great promo was the one where he didn't say anything.
That's right.
His first great one was the one where he kept taking the mic and they would drop it down and look at him. Boy, did he learn how to stir.
Dude, did you see
people?
When they were sending out guys, he just looks at Sami Zayn and it's like, because the bloodline's about to go. No. He's like.
And you know what else? Everybody's standing there salivating in the cage. He's got a chair. I sit. It's like you.
I know. Yeah,
you.
I think unbelievable. You,
man.
And you know what? Before we go, props to Sami Zayn.
Oh,
this guy gets better and better and better with this storyline.
Usier by the week.
Absolutely.
He's so Usy.
And adding Kevin Owens to the mix? Forget about it. This is crazy. Forget about it.
Yep. And boy, are we going to have a payoff in the end for this one.
Oh.
And you know what? Once again, it's not so bad to give people what they think may happen sometimes, because when this does finally come to what we think it's probably going to logically end, we're still going to love it 1,000,000%.
There you go.
It's amazing.
This is Mike Monty.
This is the Pharaoh, and you've been watching This Week in Wrestling, and until next week in wrestling, stay Usy.